And a good Friday. Oh, my goodness. Nice outside, a little chill in the air. Feel like football going on.
Beautiful.
I'm telling you. Perfect for it. Perfect for it. Welcome inside our studios here at Midtown Atlanta. Nine floors up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. Glad you're with us for the High School Scoreboard Show tonight. And boy, what a night of high school football we had. What a week of high school football we've had.
Football every day, Sam. Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Parkview and Brookwood in the Wednesday edition.
Wednesday night edition.
More than your normal Thursday edition.
Yes.
And then here we are on Friday night.
Yep. And we got a great slate tonight. I mean, some schools in some parts of the state got fall break, but we still have plenty of football being played. We have some teams that are getting, in some parts of the state, that are getting back on schedule. After missing a week, some have missed 2 weeks of play. And they're going to make those games up, and that's what we're busy doing this week. And we'll probably have some more again next week just to get things all caught up, if possible. Thankfully, that's happening. And, boy, I tell you what, our thoughts go out to those in Florida who this week were hampered by in the path of the storm. And I don't know if you had any family members down that way, any people you knew, but I know I had some family members, and they did evacuate, and thankfully, and they're going to go back this weekend and see how things are.
Yeah, we did have – I had some cousins down there, but – I think everybody's okay,
mm-hmm.
and thankful for that. And you know, it's been a strange fall, Sam.
It really has. Not over yet, but I tell you what, we're in region time, and almost every game, you know, it means something. You know, tonight we're at that part of the schedule. Think about it. We got some schools. I think maybe have like two regular season games left.
Yeah, some, definitely.
You know, tonight, yeah,
we've only got a few more weeks.
Yeah,
depending on where your buys fall. Yeah, you may be almost finished.
And if you
most
have to
teams
make up,
got three, maybe some people up. Are making up. Yeah,
right.
But region game, most everybody, if not every single game tonight, region game.
Yeah, that's the important thing. That's the big thing tonight. I'm playing for position, trying to get in those top four spots, trying to get into the postseason. Do what you can to get there, and that's the thing. Of course, all the games are important for people to get to play, especially for the seniors. We always talk about the seniors getting a chance to play. This being their last season, yes, sure, all want to make the playoffs. Some won't, so each and every game means an awful lot to each and every one of them.
Yeah, you know, Sam, every year we talk about the seniors and how hard you work all your career, and then it's January, and you're like, man, I'm a senior, and then it's May, and you're spring football, and you're so excited. Well, now feels like the season just started, but senior season almost over.
Yeah. So a lot has happened in the way of high school sports. It always seems like every week there's something, there's a competitive balance thing that people are talking about within the state. And then this week, what, the national letter of intent is going away?
Yeah, how about that? Not the NIL, the NLI. National letter of intent.
Yeah.
First few times people told me NIL, I thought that's what they meant. Now, I mean, you don't even think of it like that. But, yeah, the national letter of intent, which is what they sign. If you ever see a signing day.
Right.
That is the form they are signing. That's going away.
So you're going to sign something, though, aren't you?
I mean, you know, I
it's
guess
not a
financial.
Handshake.
No, I mean,
you're not going to have a verbal agreement.
As I understand it, there'll be a financial aid statement or something, but it would just be different than the intent because the intent bound you a little more to the school. And the truth is, because of transfers and stuff, you're not as bound as you used to be to the school. But you would be signing some kind of grant in aid where it would list what your scholarship is.
Wow. You don't want this thing to be verbal because you can end up like UNLV and his quarterback out there. You know.
Yeah, you definitely don't want it to be verbal.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting. I don't know that they're finished with what that means. And it's interesting, I think it was Hugh Freeze who in the press conference was asking the reporter to explain it to him.
Wow.
And
we're down to that. Right.
But that's where we are. It's so ever-changing and things happen so fast and with very little backstory or long-term thought that I don't even know that the people that are at the front of this always know what all these things mean immediately. And it's a strange time in college football and high school recruiting.
Yeah, would you like to be working in the NCAA office right now?
No, I would not.
You know, my goodness.
My goodness.
Wow. But thankfully, that's something we look forward to. And that's a big deal here because our area is so heavily recruited. And we think about the game that is, I guess, the marquee game of the night. Here we'll have Gainesville hosting Milton, the game that really has been anticipated really since the season began. And big crowd is heading on the other side.
That's
of the
a region game.
It is a region game.
You know, so, I mean, one of those two teams is not going to win the region. They also got Roswell in that region.
Right.
So, I mean, you got some tough games coming up there. Gainesville, Milton, Roswell all going to play each other.
Man. Yeah, and you know, like I said, we're getting down to the great part. But that is one of the marquee games that people will be watching tonight. Also, we got a grudge match that goes back for years in this area. Marist is playing at St. Pius, and that's just always been a classic. Usually not a lot of passing in that game down through the years.
Not a lot of passing.
Yeah.
It'll be over quick. It'll be a 9:30 finish.
It'll be a 9:30 finish, you think? Everybody be out of there?
Yeah.
They're playing it up at St. Pius tonight. That's a GPB game tonight. And the stream for GPB is going to be North Atlanta and North Forsyth. Those are great games. But another game that I think is really intriguing is Eastside and North Oconee.
That's going to be really we're going to have some representation.
Yeah, we are. I think Garrett's going to be up at that one. So
I'm excited to see how that one goes.
Yeah.
I mean, Eastside really been playing over their head, beat Newton. But North Oconee really at the top of that classification. So, you know, you're seeing what Eastside's got right there is playoff preview, big-time quarterfinal-type feel.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Now, also in that region is East Forsyth, and they got a win last night. And their coach, Dustin Cannon, is going to join us at 9 o'clock to talk about. He took over that program this year, and they're doing a fantastic job right now. They beat Walnut Grove last night, 34-15. So East Forsyth, and you know, you talk about a new program, the newest program in Forsyth County, and they've come out, you know, doing very, very well. It's just seven wins?
Seven and one.
Wow.
At East Forsyth, new program. Coach Cannon coming in after Coach Brian Allison started the program. Coach was there and his assistant takes over as the head job. 7-1. Still got Eastside of Madison County. Now two tough teams coming up, but great job by Coach. Looking forward to talking to him at 9 o'clock.
Absolutely. Another one of these coaches who's in the job, first year in the job, and having some incredible success stepping in and doing some things. So we'll talk with him as far as the East Forsyth program as well. Our school day's guest tonight is one of the people, and you know, Dom would just turn backflips when he rolls in here because, you know, he's from Stevenson High School. Craig Lumpkin, outstanding running back out there, you know, for Coach Cartrell and played University of Georgia and got to play in the National Football League. But he's going to join us and talk about his school days. That team was so feared.
Yeah, Reggie Ball, Craig Lumpkin.
Yeah,
great football team.
Yep, and so looking forward to him tell us some stories about some of the rivalries and some of the great games that they had a chance to play and a good time. So he's going to join us at 8:40 tonight and talk about his school days. That's what we got going on. So that's some of it. We had some games that were played. We talked about Wednesday night. We go back to Wednesday night. We look at a couple of scores. So Peachtree Ridge was a winner over Duluth, 46-28. Shiloh beat Shamley 13-10, final in that one. North Gwinnett rolls Berkmar 35-0. North Gwinnett's just rolling on. Brookwood 51-13 winners over Parkview. I don't know if they were upset because they had to play Wednesday night or just what it was, but that was what happened. That one. Effingham County 35, Evans 7. My goodness, that's a game there. And Norcross 49-0 winners over Meadow Creek. That was Wednesday night. Got some games Thursday as well. Right?
Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
We always have Thursday.
Yeah.
But we had some Wednesday this week. Okay. Okay.
You know, had to get those games in, man. Whitfield Academy, winner over Best, 42-6. This is last night.
Okay.
Game Buford's a winner over Decula, 51-14, final in that one. Mountain View, 28-20 winners over Central Gwinnett. Collins here, we mentioned them getting that win over Mill Creek, defensive struggle.
That was a great game.
Yep.
13-12, right?
13-12.
Collins Hill over Mill Creek. That's a big win for Collins Hill. Region game. Probably may put Mill Creek in that 3 seed in that region. That'd be the best 3 seed in Georgia.
Man.
You know, coming out of the playoffs. So if you notice, a lot of the scores that Sam just read were Gwinnett County teams, if you're familiar with the schools. And so I think Gwinnett may be on fall break next week.
Yep.
If I understand right. And so you will see some people get this Friday off starting their fall break, and then so now you're seeing some of the football teams playing on Thursday trying to capture some, you know, make sure the crowd's still there.
Right,
and,
right.
And the home group's still there. So that's why you saw several Gwinnett teams play last night. So there won't be a lot of football played in Gwinnett County tonight.
Okay. Those games were already played. Let's see. Lakeside Evans is a winner over Greenbrier. The two teams down in Columbia County, down toward Augusta. They're back on the field. They're back playing games down that way, and hopefully get to hear from their coach in our program tonight as well, because they are undefeated. 28-14 winners they were in their game. Northside Columbus, 33-14 over Griffin. Final score, Pace Academy, 30-14 over Midtown. Riverwood's the winner last night. They beat Lassiter 24-16. And we mentioned this early, East Forsyth is beating Walnut Grove. That was 34-15. There is one game that is completed already today.
Today?
At 7:10.
What time did they start?
I have no idea.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
The old Friday at 4 p.m. kickoff.
Friday at 4 p.m. kickoff. Long County. They beat Windsor Forest 25-0.
And if you're a listener of the High School Scoreboard Show, and you're an avid listener, then you know that I love Long County. This is a tiny place that nobody knows about or probably even wants to hear about, except me. But unfortunately for you guys, I'm talking. So we're going to talk about Long County.
We will. We will.
These guys are 6-0. This is one of the absolute best stories, not just in Georgia, but in the United States for high school football, Sam. This place was not good. And that is the nicest way on the radio with some sensors I can say how bad they were before Coach Feaster got there.
Okay.
They had won something like 15 games in 15 years. I'm going to find the exact number for you. Okay? I mean, this place was not good. Long County's down there in it's kind of near St. Simon's, near Savannah, in between there, you know, kind of tucked in.
Okay.
In one county in. Before Coach Feaster got there, they had won one, two, let's see, they had never won more than 5 games, okay?
Wow.
Never. Are you looking at these historical records? Okay, so you're vouching for me here.
Ouch.
Coach Feaster's 122 and lost 16, 123 and lost 16, okay? Listen, let me put that in perspective. They had won 27 games in 20-something years. Like, I think 27 games in 24 years before this man became the coach.
I'm
averaging one game a year. They've won 23 games in just 4 seasons. Coach Feaster has the best season they've ever had, the second best season, the third best season, the fourth best season in 4 years. And this year, this season, they are, after tonight, 6-0. They had never made the playoffs. Now they won the playoffs 3 times. I mean, I can't tell you enough about these guys, but what I want to really talk about, that I'm sure people are anxious to talk about, is this power T offense.
Yeah.
Power T, Sam. They don't play much with receivers. They ain't trying to throw the ball. T, you know, they got 3 guys in the backfield lined up right beside each other, like right. The old days.
Right,
you
know? Right.
Under center. No shotgun. Come get you some.
Yeah.
Everybody right, everybody
right.
Left,
right.
Maybe counter. That's about it. They don't. I didn't talk to coach this year, so I'm excited to talk. But before they didn't kick extra points.
Really?
They just go for 2 every time.
Oh man!
I mean, these guys are like different.
Yeah.
They're different, and it's really cool when you're different, and it pays.
And it
off.
Works, right?
Yeah, except Vanderbilt. We're not talking about them, but everybody else.
Ouch!
It's really cool when you're different.
I wasn't gonna bring that up. I was not gonna bring that
Look,
up.
Hey, I can dish it out. And I can take it.
Did they
Sam.
Go? Did they get their goalposts out of the river?
I don't know. I can dish it out, and I can take it. I didn't follow that.
I think Oregon said they sold it.
Yeah, that's what they should have done. There's some Vandy grads got some money now.
Oh yeah, now.
Yeah, that's not their problem. But but Coach Feaster had a Vandy like perform. I mean, you know, that was the mentality
and the expectations. And
were just so low. They had won. Let me say again, 27 games in like 23 years.
I'm looking at the years here.
How many 0-10s are you looking at?
Yeah, I'm seeing 10 in the L column a lot.
And they go in there, and that, since he's gotten there, they're consistently winning 5 or 6 games. But this year they are 6-0.
Wow.
After tonight's win, the 4 p.m. start.
The 4 p.m. start.
And it's fitting that the team that runs the power T and doesn't kick extra points start at 4 p.m. There's nothing conventional about them. Why wouldn't they start at 4 p.m.?
They were right at home.
Right.
That's right. So we're going to hear from him. We're going to hear from Coach tonight?
Yeah, we're going to hear from Coach. We called him. We said he's still going to be on the bus, but we're going to call him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Fantastic. We want to hear from him tonight. That is coming up tonight. All right, we're just getting started. We're 15 minutes away from kickoff of games around the metro area and around the state of Georgia. Our reporters have previews, and we got one, possibly two Cub reporters that will join us tonight as well. Glad you're with us. It is the Scoreboard Show, the high school scoreboard show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
To more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com, the High School Scoreboard Show. We're like less than 10 minutes away from kickoff around the state of high school football games tonight, and we got a lot of them. We got our crew that are out all over the place covering. I think we got Eric Slaughter at Campbell and Hillgrove. That should be a good ball game with region implications going on tonight. Garrett Chapman is going to take a ride up to Bogart, to East Forsyth, and
North Oconee, and the game's at North Oconee. It's in Bogart. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we ever make it that far out. Is that an all-time distance for us that direction?
Maybe so.
Have we been in the Athens area?
We've been up to Clark Central for a game, or maybe Cedar Shoals.
Yeah.
But, we've been there, been to Jefferson.
Been a while. I think we've been to Jefferson.
Yeah.
That's a little bit further out.
Yeah, a little bit further out.
I'm going to Athens this week for work, yes.
Okay, I'm
very familiar with the ride to Athens. in the educational leadership world, there's a lot of things in Athens. So I go there twice in October, I'm very familiar.
Wow. You going to be there for a few days?
Yeah, I'll be there a few days, but it's not what you think. Legal issues, you talk about legal issues. Good time, Sam. All the fun we have on the High School Scoreboard Show.
You know, but that's important stuff.
It's important stuff. Yeah,
very
it's important stuff.
Very important.
It's not the same as the power T.
I can't wait till we get Coach up on top of the hour.
It's exciting. Yeah.
I can't wait to get it. What I want to ask him about, the looks on the faces of the defense, the opposing defense, when they break the huddle and they look at that thing.
You're like, where's the wideouts?
Yeah, right.
Those corners? Nowadays, you got a corner that's got the gloves on.
Yeah, now.
They got, like, all these other things tied. They got, like, some tape stuck to their hand. You seen these people, or stuck all up their arm. You seen these people, Dom, with the tape. They got about four mouthpieces, and they do not want to tackle anybody. They were looking for the wide receivers.
Right.
Who are they supposed to cover? And then they don't see any. That's not a good day for them. They might have to put in one of them four mouthpieces and let's go, baby.
Yeah, really. It's a little different. Different kind of Friday night.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's what we're talking about. But we do have a preview. I think Day-Day Lewis has a preview for us.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Damian Day-Day Lewis live here, guys, at Sprayberry. We're getting ready for a big one. A lot of region implications on the line in this one. I'm here with River Ridge head coach, Coach Collins. Coach, first off, congratulations on a phenomenal season that you guys are having thus far, but obviously a very important matchup for you guys tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're happy to be here. Guys have been playing well for the last couple of weeks. Both teams have, so should be an exciting night. It's going to be fun.
All right, what are you looking forward to as far as you guys, the type of start you want to see out of them tonight?
We got to be solid in all three phases tonight. Most important, we got to have at least two hats to the football because they're so dynamic on offense. Got to take care of the football ourselves on offense, and we need to make a play or two on special teams.
All right, biggest thing defensively that you want to make sure you guys do?
Like I said, get hats to the football. One-on-one would not be good for us tonight. We got to have at least two there. We got to make sure our fits are right and our eyes are right all night. If not, they got the athletes to take advantage of it as soon as that happens.
All right, Coach, thanks for a couple of seconds. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. Go Knights.
Yep, that's Coach Collins. Does a great job out there at River Ridge.
Yes, absolutely one of my favorite guys, Mike Collins. A great guy, a great man, but a great football coach. He'll have him ready.
That's a great region out there. And this week I had a chance to take a closer look at Sprayberry. And what they're doing is not your usual football season out there for the Yellow Jackets. They're having a fantastic season this year. And so there's a lot of excitement for football, a lot of excitement for this game out there tonight.
Yeah, this is the time of year, Sam, when it really gets exciting. It's also the time when some people are tired, some people are banged up, whatever. But if you're a fan, man, you're going to see every week is going to be tough. And I joked about Vanderbilt, but listen, this is how football is now, Sam. You have to be consistently good every week. So Sprayberry's only loss is to Pope. And Pope is fighting to even get in the playoffs.
Right.
So then Pope's lost to some teams that Sprayberry's beat. And then, you know, they lost to some teams that they beat. And then none of that junk matters. They're just going to play this game tonight, and it's 0-0 when it starts. You know, and you can't predict based on if Alabama beat Georgia, that means surely they wouldn't lose to Vanderbilt. Well, not necessarily. Every game is its own entity. And if you're a fan, this is what you want to see. And when you get a region like River Ridge is in, where you see six or seven decent teams, four are going to make the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, every game's going to be like that. So I'm excited to see what they come up, what Day Day has tonight.
That is a region. When I think about regions, when I think about what you say all the time, a good team is going to be left sitting home. That's one of the regions I think. Yeah,
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely it is. And if you go down below the 4A level, you're going to see the power rankings come in. You may even see that fifth place team slip in. Remember that?
Wow, yeah.
Because the private schools come out. And one of those fifth place teams replaces them. Right.
How
about that?
Yeah.
So we got some interesting conversations for the next 3 or 4 weeks coming up that we hadn't really broached yet. But there's going to be some interesting conversations these next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's one that we've been going to be keeping an eye on tonight as we go along with the High School Football Scoreboard Show. Like you said, we got one game that's already done, and we can look at some others. And then this fall break comes up. How did you handle fall break? Well, you know, because if you got some momentum going, my goodness, you know, everybody's going to take this time off and going to go and, you know, you don't want folks to totally, you know, get to the point where you got to, like, reintroduce stuff when they get back.
So there's two different ways it goes, Sam, and you're going to see that in the bigger counties, they're going to do the first one, which is they're going to try to be off on fall break, not play a football game during that week, right?
Right.
So you're going to see a lot of your Gwinnett schools played last night, right? A lot of them will be off next week, and then they'll play the next week. And here's how can they do that? Well, if the whole region is made up of Gwinnett County, the whole region can pick what weeks they're off.
Right.
Now, I was not fortunate to be in that. I wasn't in Cobb or Fulton or Gwinnett a lot as a head coach. So if you're at a smaller school or a school with only a few schools in the county or even one in the county, you're going to play when the region decides to play. And so if you're playing on fall break, you actually want to make it as normal as possible. You actually want to practice usually in the morning because it gets the guys up, and you want to try to maybe even spend a little more time with them than you normally can because you got the extra week and then you want to play. But if you're off, you really want to try to use that time to get healthy,
right. But
stay sharp enough to your point. So you may see a lot of the Gwinnett schools be off on Monday. They may give them off on Monday, and some may not. But, you know, give them the actual day off or just come in and watch film, come in and rehab, things like that, but don't beat them up too bad. You may practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday only. Get back to the next Monday, and you're back to your regular routine,
okay. Right?
So I think it really depends on fall break. Are you playing a game in this week or not? Because if you're playing a game and you miss the playoffs in November, they don't say, well, they were on fall break that week. Every game counts. So if you're playing a game on fall break,
yeah. It
counts just like all the rest of them. So you got to come ready to play. The players and the coaches and everybody in the organization, parents, we got to have a good time, go to the dentist, do what you got to do. But we got to be out here on Friday night. That other team not going to feel sorry for us. And I'm going to spot us 7 points because we have fall break.
Right.
And that's the kind of things we talk to our people about. We got to overcome that. You know, and sometimes both teams aren't on fall break. We're on fall break. You're not. You're on fall break. I'm not. That changes the dynamic a little bit. Yeah. So, I mean, every situation is slightly different, but the best football team, Sam, the teams like we're talking to Coach at Long County tonight, he's 6-0, the teams that are going to end with great seasons this year, they're going to have been consistent. They're going to have been able to play in the cold, in the hot, in the snow, in the sun, in the rain, when so-and-so was hurt, when it was fall break, when it wasn't fall break, when it was – that's how you – when you're good, you overcome those things.
Right. Right, and you talk about, you know, last night a lot of the Gwinnett County schools played on Thursday night, and you had Parkview and Brookwood that played on Wednesday night as an even longer break for them.
Yeah, I talked to some of my guys over there. I got some friends over those schools, but I don't know why they played on Wednesday. I know that's not the answer I'm supposed to give, but
you
I don't
know. I mean, I think that's the date they just picked
after
the hurricane came through.
They
said, can we make it up? And they decided to make it up that night.
They had, I guess they had the exclusive attention of everyone.
Yeah.
In Gwinnett County.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the middle school team might play on Wednesday, but other than that, and you don't know what all things are, so many things are in play now, Sam, that used to not be? You always talk about back in the day and the North Georgia champion and the South Georgia champion, and Valdosta would come up and play Clark Central. And this is just different. Okay, what those days didn't have was they didn't have maybe middle school team playing at the high school stadium, or a JV and a freshman team both playing, and they didn't have maybe girls flag football, right?
Right.
They didn't have maybe you got a lacrosse club, a soccer club. They've already rented the place out on this certain. There is a ton of things that factor in
right
to when can we just go out there and use the ball field. Now, if you go out there at 7:30 on Friday, you're probably fine. But when we take that away, you know, so you don't know why people are playing. I mean, there's all kind of circumstances that would make it difficult. Like maybe Brookwood and Parkview's teams were playing girls flag on Thursday. You know, why? I mean, you just never know what the schedule was like, and you had to work around it.
Work around it. The other people who have to work around, shout out.
I don't think Billy Henderson or Coach Hyder and them worked around
that. They didn't worry about that. And had natural grass, right? with no worries. But we also, you know, the people who are, other people who have to move around to make this happen too, the officials. And the bus drivers, I mean, my goodness, you know, think about the changes they have to make because, as you always say, you got to have bus drivers.
They don't get there by magic.
Not just anybody can jump in a school bus and drive.
It's one of the most challenging jobs in the school district because you can't, everybody can't do it. You want to be a bus driver, you call me at Pickens County Schools, Chris Parker at PickensCountySchools.org. I'll hook you up. It's a tough job, Sam. Everybody's looking for them because, yeah, you do have to have a CDL. You know, you can't just put anybody in there. You can't just say train you for a day or two and put you in there. And, yeah, when the schedule change happens, bus drivers got to change.
Right.
Principals got to change. Lady that takes up tickets at the gate, you know, person working in concession stand. It's a lot of people that have to be managed.
Yeah.
And they have to give up their time again. They've already agreed to give up this time. Now they're going to have to do another day. And, yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot of unsung heroes out there that have been pretty flexible this football season in high school because of hurricanes and all kind of things.
Yeah.
Making things happen. The chemical plant. I mean, we've had so many things happen this year that have just been bizarre.
Yeah.
And, it's not just as simple as the players and the coaches and, you know, and I think people probably think of the booster club or the parents, but it's even beyond that, the bus drivers, the administration, the gatekeepers,
law
the security. Yeah, law enforcement. I mean, you got to schedule all those people anytime you reschedule.
Man, that's so much. That's so much, and we're so thankful and so appreciative of the people who made those sacrifices, changed their schedules around in order for us to have the games and get these games in. Like you always say, Chris, everybody wants to get those 10 games in.
Yeah, and that is what it's all about. I don't care if you're 0-9, you want to play that 10th game. These kids, even the 0-9 team, worked hard in this offseason. They lifted weights. They did things right. It's just not working out for them. Those kids deserve 10 opportunities to play, be with their friends, have a good time. We need to try hard to give them 10. It isn't always possible. Sometimes it is literally impossible to do. But I can assure you, everybody I know in athletics is trying to give people 10 games.
That's what we're trying to do. And like I said, the games are on now. We got some games that are underway. We're going to start having some scores very soon that we're going to be running down for you. And you stay tuned because coming up next, we're going to check in with IJ Rosenberg, Score Atlanta, and the coaches checklist as we move on this Friday night. It's the Scoreboard Show, Aero Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
This is the Games High School's Football Scoreboard Show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It's High School Scoreboard Show. Got a few scores that are coming through. North Hall's up on Greater Atlanta Christian 7-0 first quarter. Pelham is playing Mitchell. So Pelham is over Mitchell in County 7-0 down in South Georgia. That's a first quarter score. Shout out to Jasper Jewell.
Jasper.
Who's
a great guy.
Great guy.
And a friend of the show. Been on with us.
Been on with us a time, too, during his tenure as athletic director for, Atlanta Public Schools. And he's moved on to greener pastures.
Yeah, I'm jealous of him.
Yeah.
He's in that retirement world.
The dream we all dream of. All right, time for our coach's checklist on this Friday night.
Time now for Coach Parker's Coach's Checklist.
As Coach and Chris Parker get their analysis of this week's biggest stories, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Get any sized air conditioner for only $69.99 per month. Visit ReliableAir.com.
Well, since we have so many people not playing today, Sam, I thought it was a great time to talk to the coaches, right?
Okay.
So
yep.
I'm going to talk about my checklist for this week, or what are some things that coaches need to be doing? You want to be a coach? What are some hacks? I use the kid word, some hacks. What's a hack you can use to be a better coach? You want to start out as a coach. So maybe some people listening want to be a coach. Maybe they're in college, or maybe they're trying a career change and want to be a coach. Let me tell you some things you need to do. You want to be a successful coach. One is get certified, get some degrees. The way coaches are teachers in Georgia. So
absolutely.
You need to go be a certified teacher, get some degrees, do what you got to do. The money it compounds over time. You go get your degree, put your time in. You can make some pretty good money doing it. Good for you. Now, outside of that, learn some technique. Technique over scheme, Sam, second thing.
Okay.
Technique over scheme, meaning everybody that comes a coach wants to go learn. They want to go call plays. They want to scheme up Alabama like Vanderbilt did. You may be able to do that one day. Learn some technique. So think about this, Sam. There's probably 10 coaches on an average coaching staff in Georgia. There's a lot of coaches, okay? So let's say the average staff has 10.
Okay.
Now, everybody knows. How many of them call the plays? Only one.
Right.
Might be the head coach, might be another guy. They can give them all kind of titles, but only one person calls the offensive play. So that means 9 people are not calling the play. So why do all 10 of them spend all day trying to learn what play to call? Like, learn some technique. Be good at coaching tackling, coaching blocking, coaching ball security, coaching things that will lead you to getting those plays to work. One thing to call a great play is another thing has to work because you're blocking tackle. So one of the things you need to learn as a coach is be great at technique, and then eventually that scheme stuff will come. Some of the best play callers are also some of the best guys at coaching technique. Next thing, get good at technology. Not an excuse anymore to not be good at technology. If you can't use the video, if you can't understand how to break down, it's not going to work. Next thing, be part of the school. Be part of the school. Be a guy that goes to the front of the school, fist bumps kids when they walk in. Be a guy that's showing up to other sports. Be a guy that's helping out the principal when they need something. Be a part of that school. Ingrain yourself into the school where you are working. And lastly, this should not be a hack, but it is.
Is it?
Show up and sit in the front. Whether metaphor, like show up, just be on time,
right.
Be where you're supposed to be.
Right.
That used to be just the minimum to holding a job. But show up and sit in the front. Now, that could be an actual meeting, sit in the front, or it could just be metaphorical. Don't look so cool, you got to be in the back all the time. Be in the front.
Okay.
You know, sit in the front. Be an active participant. If you do these things, you will get better, and you will be a good coach. This is actually true for all sports. I know we're talking about football, Sam. Get your degrees, get certified one. Technique over scheme. Be good at technology. Be a part of the school. Show up, sit in the front.
Man, things to remember. Things to remember. You just got it, folks. That's the coach's checklist as we give to you here on Friday night. This week specifically for coaches or those who aspire to be coaches. They want to get more, obviously, at Parker Resources.
Absolutely. ParkerResources.org or at Parker Resources.
There you go. There you go. Fantastic. Great information, as always, our coaches checklist here on this Friday night. Things you can use when you coaching your teams. Or just, you know, if you're already a coach and you have some young coaches there, you have some graduate assistants, some people who come back and they want to get involved.
I had two different messages this week of people sending me a message saying they enjoy watching the YouTube channel. We've got a lot of clinics and things like that on the YouTube channel, so at Parker Resources on YouTube. So if you go wherever, you know, you catch on. Good opportunity there. So for whatever reason, I did get that feedback this week. The YouTube channel was a hit this week. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe that'll pick up on some.
Big week for the YouTube
channel. Yeah, big week for the YouTube channel. Probably people trying to find something they can rub in my face because Vanderbilt scored again or something like that.
No. We're not going to do that. Yeah, first quarter score here. We got West Forsyth playing South Forsyth tonight. West Forsyth was up 7-0 in that game. And way down South Georgia, Lowndes is already up 7-0 on Tift County. That is the first quarter score. We'll be keeping an eye On that one, as well as the Colquitt Valdosta game that's happening.
Boy, Valdosta put it on Camden County on Saturday.
Yeah, he did.
We didn't get to talk about that one because we were already off the air, but I thought that was going to be a barn burner. You know? It was not.
It was.
Rome's up 14-0 on Lithia Springs early. Landmark Christian up 13-0 on Walker early.
Okay. Those are some early scores that we're watching. Cale is playing at Westminster, and Cale is up 7-0. That's a first quarter score. And if you hadn't been on social media, you don't follow Westminster, you don't get a look at what that field looked like this week. And we know when the hurricane came through, the storm came through, that field was completely underwater.
Yeah, it was a sight to behold, and it's now a sight to behold how within that time the place is beautiful.
Yeah.
They've done a great job, and you know, that's another one of those things, Sam. I know the work that takes. It takes a lot of work, a lot of the people putting a lot of time in to make something like that happen. So great job to Westminster School.
Yeah, Westminster School right now. They're down 7-0 in their game. Cambridge and Centennial should be a good ball game tonight. Way up on the north side. Cambridge is up 7-0 first quarter.
Yeah, Cambridge really good. Yeah. Really good this year. New coach, Coach Jones, doing a good job there. Wheeler's up 7-0 on Etowah. Remember Wheeler, 1-5 last week, get the win to go 2-5, sneaky good, right? Mm-hmm. I predicted that one. Now they got Etowah trying to keep clipping up. My man Terry Jones Jr.,
Alabama.
We texted a little bit this week. We had the sympathy text toward each other. You know, both of us sad and licking our wounds.
Yeah.
But he at least won his game on Friday. I won nothing. My win was sitting in here with Dom and Sam, which is a win.
Yeah,
but his win was winning the football game. And then we both, our team lost, our alma mater.
Yikes.
Embarrassed us a little bit on Saturday.
And it carried the goalpost down to the river.
They did.
Okay, Cartersville. Is up 7-0 on Allatoona, first quarter score. Cedartown 7-0 on Dalton is also a first quarter score. Some games that are taking place. And like we said, we mentioned one game that's already over.
Yeah, Christian Heritage up 7-0 on Chattooga. Christian Heritage having a nice season as well. They're really having a nice season. I think they're 6-1 right now. Sequoia up 14-0 early on Woodstock. Remember Woodstock having a nice season, but Sequoia up right now 14-0.
Yeah, we got Carr Atlanta up 7-0 on Holy Innocence, and that's in the first quarter score for that game as well. So we do have some games that are underway that we are keeping watching scores. We see some games down toward Augusta that got some high scores. I think they maybe kick some of their games off early as well. We talked about the Long County game being an early kickoff. We got several other games down in that part of the state. Richmond Academy and West Lawrence. That's a second quarter score. West Lawrence up 21-6 in that one. West Side Augusta is having a great season. They're undefeated. They're beating Cross Creek right now. It's a third quarter score, 41-6. Hepzibah is also down Augusta way. Baldwin is beating them 23-0. They're already in the second quarter of that game. So just some games around the state that are already underway and taking place. All right. As always, during this part of our show, we're joined by IJ Rosenberg, Score Atlanta, and he's at a place where there's a big game happening tonight. IJ, welcome into the Scoreboard Show, and you got a game that people have been waiting all season for.
Yeah, it's a good one. I mean, we've been looking forward to this one, Gainesville, Milton. If there's a team, well, there's probably a couple teams that could play with Milton, but this should be interesting playing up in Gainesville, which is they've got a great home field up here. And Milton comes in as, you know, not only the top-ranked team in the state, but one of the top-ranked teams in the country. So should be a pretty good football game. I mean, I think Milton – you know, if they play well, should win this game. But I think if there's a team out there that's got a chance to beat them, it could be Gainesville. Gainesville does a really good job of preparing for really good teams. Got a really good coaching staff, a lot of coaches up here. So should be an interesting, very physical battle and sort of a look ahead at, you know, sort of what both these teams will do in their respective classifications.
Yeah, I hear that City Park is where we're playing Gainesville. It's been renovated, IJ. They say it's beautiful. I haven't been there. But tell us about the place.
Yeah, no, they've done a great job. They, you know, it's interesting. Their groundskeeper, their field has always been one of the best fields in the state of Georgia as far as surfaces are concerned. Mm-hmm. The groundskeeper, I remember a couple years ago, Sam probably remembers this, we did a Friday Night Lights up here with the Atlanta Falcons.
Right.
And they couldn't get over how great the condition of the field. But, no, they've done a great job. If you watch our game tonight on Peachtree Sports Network, you'll notice that our cameras are probably the highest they'll ever be at a high school stadium. Mm-hmm. I mean, the press box is that high up in the air. But, no, they've done a nice job of renovating it. You know, I already thought that it was a pretty good stadium personally. Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously they've got the money, and they do more just like high school football up here. They, you know, they have a lot of activities at this facility. So it should, you know, it's very nice, one of the nicer ones in the state. You know, should really, you know, again, it helps a school like Gainesville because, you know, there's just so much recruiting done in high school football now that, you know, anything like this, any type of facility or stadium, you know, kind of gets a kid excited.
Yep, yep. Talking with IJ Rosenberg, Score Atlanta. Also, this would be burying the lead, but getting on to the latter stages of the regular season, this is a key region showdown as well, IJ.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, you know, look, this is a great region. And, you know, I had, you know, with Milton dropping down to 5A, you know, it's, you know, obviously a big deal, especially for the teams down in you know, classification 5A. But, you know, it's one of the better group of teams. And I don't know if you guys saw it, but, you know, the GHSA has got a new proposal out there that's really interesting. We'll be talking to Tim Scott on our TV show next week about it, about, you know, possibly, you know, sort of mixing these classifications up by performance. You know, a lot of other states do this, but, you know, where teams get points or schools get points in sports, and if they get a certain amount of points, they'll move up or they'll stay down depending on if they don't get as many points, which I think is going to be real interesting. You know, they've been doing it in a lot of states for a long time. I think Indiana probably has had the most success with it, but it's going to be, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if this passes. Mm-hmm. But like I said, we'll be talking about it with Tim Scott on the GHSA executive director on our Monday show, which is 12-1 on Peachtree Sports Network. And, you know, we'll really dig into it and sort of talk about, you know, what it's about, how it works, and what it's going to do. And it'll have the biggest effect that Skies is going to have. Is it'll have a big effect on the private schools because, of course, you know, the private schools, you know, get a lot of points, you know, from the different, you know, not necessarily football, but a lot of the other, what we would call country club sports and different things like that. So, you know, we'll talk about that on Monday, but that's just another interesting thing going on in the state of football. But Coach Sam, you're right. I mean, this is a big one tonight and a lot of talent. The Florida State coach, came in on a helicopter, Norvell, and we'll actually, if you watch the game, we were able to get a shot of that with one of our cameras, which was kind of cool. And you know, they've the big Milton receiver. You know, they love. There's just a lot of talent on these two teams. It's really incredible to look at Milton. I mean, guys, I've talked about this before. When I was growing up, I mean, Milton was terrible in football. But, you know, they've built some kind of program. And interestingly, they've been able to build it in an area that really doesn't have any apartments. So, you know, they've been able to, you know, to do some housing and stuff like that to get, you know, some of these kids the ability to play up at this North Fulton school. But it's quite amazing the program that they built and the talent that they have. I mean, you just go up and down the roster. I mean, they've got, you know, it's just players that are not only going to play on Saturday, but players that are going to also play on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, IJ, this week, the NCAA, and Chris and I talked about earlier about the National Letter of Intent. And signing day is always so huge in our area because the reason you just gave, our area is so well recruited. Your thoughts about what that does, if anything, that something will still be signed. I guess we just won't call it a letter of intent.
I don't know what the NCAA's guy is doing anymore. I don't even know why they have the NCAA.
Me either.
I mean, it's just, you know, they're taking away everything and just have opened it up. It's free agency. It's NIL money and different things like that. And it's, you know, look, I mean, I guess, you know, taking it away, they're so scared of the court system, guys. They really are. I think that this is a bad move because, you know, it doesn't really lock anything down for schools. But, you know, they're just gonna allow this thing to just be like a professional league, and where, you know, pretty much kids can do anything they want. And, you know, you used to sign things and, you know, they meant something, but they don't seem like they meet anymore. But, you know, like I said, I don't understand why the NCAA is even around anymore. They haven't done anything good in many, many years.
Well, not for football. They're around for the basketball tournament.
Yeah, needless to say, guys, I don't like it. So there's just no reason to do it. I mean, it just sort of came up too. I mean, yeah. Were y'all reading about it? Because I didn't even know that was under consideration.
Well, one of the things I told Sam was I saw where I think it was Hugh Freeze. I'm pretty sure it's who it was asking the reporter who was asking him about it to explain it to him. That's where we are in NCAA, where the head football coach at a major school is learning as we go. National Letters of Intent have gone away. We don't know exactly.
I mean, guys, don't you think that's sort of an exciting part of a high school kid's career?
Absolutely.
And look, they'll still do the signings and stuff like that. But, you know, when you continue making these or taking away these rules and stuff like that, it's almost like, you know, a trophy for everybody. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really, really changed a lot of things. And, you know, the more that they undo, I think the tougher. And, you know, college football, you know, and this is sort of, you know, surrounds college football because it's so exciting, especially down south. But I think that, you know, the more they do this, you know, eventually you're going to get to a point where, you know, it's just not going to be good. I mean, it's just going to be so wide open. I think, you know, a good example is this Alabama kid that this big lineman, that a big defensive lineman that, you know, is basically going to redshirt the rest of the year and transfer. I just don't get these things anymore. I really don't. So, plus, I didn't get him getting beat by Vandy either. So.
Ouch. See, yeah. we were going to be nice. We weren't going to bring that up.
No, I'd already brought it up, IJ. Look, I already brought it up. I took it.
Let me say this about that, okay? Is I'll tell you what's disappointing. When I wrote my diary about playing there, was the last time that we got beat by Vanderbilt. And and as I remember, you know, everybody was upset. It was Ray Perkins' second year. We were 1-2 going into the game. Vandy was 3-0. McIntyre was a coach there, and we lost a game. I think 30-21 or something like that in Tuscaloosa. Back then, you know, we didn't play any of our big games there. Played all our big games: Tennessee, LSU, Auburn, and Birmingham at Legion Field. And, you know, we walked off. It was homecoming. I mean, we were upset. But that night, you know, everybody went out and had a good time. But the way that the Alabama captain acted, not just one thing. Not did he just shove the Vanderbilt's head into the ground. You know, he kicks the ball. He's yelling and screaming. His defense coordinator sends up somebody out there to replace him and doesn't do it. I can tell you right now, guys, that's not Alabama football.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
You know, We all learn, you know, from Coach Bryant. Even if you didn't play for him, you learn from him. He's probably the best loser ever. And, you know, you'll never forget the Cotton Bowl when Stallings, his former player, beat him. And he had Stallings on his shoulder. You got to be able to lose, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to lose. You got to be able to lose and learn from it and move on. If you don't have any adversity in your life, then – you're one lucky person, but you don't learn anything from it. And I can tell you right now, this is, you know, it's just a bad, bad message to send out. Not to suspend the kid, you know, it doesn't make any sense. I'm not sure what DeBoer is thinking there, but you know, and even for high school kids, it's just not good. So,
yeah.
You know, I hate to lose, guys. I hate to lose, but at the same time, you got to be able to shake it off, keep your head up, and shake the other guy's hand. Vandy won the game.
Oh yeah, they deserve to win. Vandy deserved to win. Listen, and humility is always right around the corner, Sam.
Yep.
No matter where you are in life, guys, humility is always right around the corner.
I mean, Sam, how many Braves? How many times did we see this with the Braves?
Yeah.
All right, you didn't see Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine throwing stuff and getting heated and stuff like that, you get better. You learn from it. So enough's enough. Yeah. So anyway, but look, everybody tune into the game tonight. It's going to be really good. Peachtree Sports Network, and of course you can get on the Atlanta News First app and pretty much get it anywhere. Just go to scoreatl.com and it'll tell you exactly how to watch the game.
All right, we're looking at it right now. Should be a great show. IJ, thanks so much for the time tonight, as always.
All right, guys, y'all have a great weekend, okay?
All right, that is IJ Rosenberg. The Milton Gainesville game about to kick off as we head for the 8 o'clock hour. You stay with us. It is the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.